Hi everyone, Sameen here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sameen, I was wondering if you could make a video on this topic. Best trades for overseas work. My question is, what trades do you think can best offer a steady quality of life overseas, especially in countries like Turkey or Southeast Asia? Any country that has a Duolingo Rosetta Stone program would be ideal. Let me know if you've heard any success from MGTOWs moving overseas working and staying long enough to participate in local culture, especially a MGTOW monk's perspective and not general knowledge about living overseas. Also, how do you think a foreigner can self-actualize when surrounded by poverty in places like Africa or the Philippines? Let me know if this sounds like a crazy/dumb idea. Unquote. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. It's not a dumb idea. A lot of guys from the West are becoming expats. It's also become an issue for people in places like Mexico City, where they're putting up signs all over the city, telling Americans to go home because they're gentrifying that city and driving up the cost of real estate for the locals. Never in a million years did I expect Mexicans to complain about too many Americans coming to their country, after over 50 plus years of Mexicans coming to America legally. I've got a client that went his own way and moved to Mexico and works remotely. Unless you can find a remote job, I wouldn't bother going someplace else. That client in Mexico bought a townhouse in a gated compound with security, and that seems to be the way to go. Another Canadian that's done that as well is a guy that runs the Dollar Vigilante channel, and you can find him on BitChute and Odyssey these days. He's well onto his way to becoming a Bitcoin billionaire. I would also suggest looking at Eastern Europe first, because the people over there have a more Western way of life and mentality, except with better food and better looking women, of course. If you are into IT, there's a guy named Eric that runs a YouTube channel called Belgrade Beat, and he moved from Toronto to Serbia. He's not even Serbian, but picked up the language and bought a house over there for some around $20,000. The way he makes money is partially from his YouTube channel, but mostly by recruiting people from the West to work for a London-based IT company in Serbia. So if someone wants to work in an IT job that pays much lower than in the West, but much more than enough to live in luxury in Serbia, then contact Eric over at Belgrade Beat. It's a great lead if you're into IT. You can also get a trade job in a third or second world country, but you'll probably struggle just as much financially as you might in the West. The trades won't get paid enough where you want to go. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to leaving the West, so you're no longer under the thumb of a bureaucracy filled with breasts, Clown World Show. Mr. Anonymous, I can understand your desire to leave the West. In Canada, for example, they're banning handguns and freedom of speech with Bill C-11. The government here figures that no one is watching the leftist propaganda, so now they want to legislate and control platforms like YouTube to shove their awful brainwashing content down our throats. As of scripting this video, they still won't let the unvaxxed leave. We have massive airport delays while the rest of the world is open. Freedom of movement, expression, access to information, and self-defense are all being taken away at lightning speed by simps and speedos like Justin Trudeau. We don't have a First and Second Amendment to protect our rights. My ancestors, much like myself, couldn't keep their mouths shut, and they ended up in a gulag or work camp during WW2, or in a shallow grave. Western countries like Canada are increasingly becoming refugee asylums for the Third World, so it's not a bad idea at all for Canadians and other Westerners to leave the First World and simply let it crumble. Why do you think there's so much popularity for YouTubers like the Nomad Capitalist? By the way, that guy hates MGTOW, and he's a grifter that collects thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars from high net worth individuals for giving them mediocre information. So buyer beware. I also have to share my disdain for people going into the trades these days. So many guys are going into the trades that in 5 to 10 years, the market will be flooded and saturated and competition will rise and financial compensation will be bad in many of those fields. If I was going into the trades, I'd find the most difficult of trades and get into that one. Something that requires brains in addition to brawn. I don't know what that is, so you'll actually have to do your own research. A good example is in my field of video and photography and what happened with regards to digital cameras when they became ubiquitous about 10 to 15 years ago. Suddenly, as a male wedding and event photographer, I couldn't make any more money doing that. So instead, what I started doing was shooting video. Since I started that, I only met one female videographer, but dozens of female photographers. They have a hard time with editing and recording audio for some reason. My advice is to any of you guys that are listening to go out into the trades and find the most difficult ones, because that'll keep your competition as low as possible, and therefore your pay as high as possible as well. Mr. Anonymous, what kind of quality of life are you going to find in Turkey right now? Especially as the lira is experiencing hyperinflation with a 70-plus inflation rate. Do you really want to work there and get paid in the local currency? That would be crazy. All of the successful MGTOWs I've spoken to that have moved overseas were guys that had a remote business from the West and moved it to the East. Something they can do anywhere. Why not start a YouTube channel in Mexico? There have been guys that didn't have to move out West to lower their cost of living. One guy ended up buying a ghost town in the outskirts of Death Valley, and he gets millions of views per video as he's working on his YouTube channel in that ghost town. If I ever moved to Serbia, I would buy an entire village for a few $100,000 and try and restore it, or buy some land with an old castle in disrepair and try and fix it, and take everyone on the video journey of that. Mr. Anonymous, to me it sounds like you just want a ready-made solution that you don't have to think too hard about, and for someone else to take the responsibility of running that business while you just collect a simple and reliable paycheck. I found that the majority of people making money overseas are entrepreneurs and not employees. I knew an Australian guy back in the day that used to work in the bars of Southeast Asia for expats. That way he was collecting tips from Westerners that were visiting the country, while also providing them tips for travel and with regards to doing things locally. That's yet another thing to think about doing, providing Westerners a familiar face in an unfamiliar land. That's how a lot of Westerners would travel. They would work their way from one expat restaurant to another and another country and over again. Do you really want to fix toilets and shoddy electrical work in Cambodia? Really? Or work for less than a minimum wage at home in another country? Odds are you'll be too poor to ever make it back home. That guy I was telling you about in Mexico is doing an investing business with crypto as well as coaching over the internet. So his life expenses are super cheap. And he's going his own way after marrying a single mother and then getting a divorce. Another guy down in Mexico has a business setting up credit card systems for his clients in America, but lives in a beach house in the West. For the most part, the trend is to set up a successful business in the West that you can then take anywhere and then move to a place with lower living expenses. You also ask about how a guy is supposed to self-actualize if he's surrounded by extreme poverty in a place like Africa or the Philippines. There are wealthy areas and poor areas. If you pay people to do your shopping and run errands, you can avoid looking at most of the poverty if you stay in a country compound and if you're actually in the capital of a city downtown. Stay in places where wealth is concentrated and you won't be as distracted by the poverty and odds of being robbed are a lot lower. The biggest temptation that could distract you from self-actualizing is not poverty, but the pussy. The women are hotter in poorer countries and they're more likely to throw themselves at you, especially if you have lighter skin and more money. Another MGTOW, or at least I suspect he's one, is Black Pigeon Speaks, and he lives in Japan. The population over there is crashing and rents are cheap in rural and suburban parts of the country, because the population is shrinking by 500,000 to 1 million people each year. Serbia is also cheap because of the deflating population. Men going their own way would be wise to have a portable income that they can make in any country, with collapsing demographics where they can live in a rural area that the locals are trying to get away from. That's probably the best place in the world you'll actually be left alone. Just don't do it in a place like South Africa if you value your life, because of all the land expropriation BS that's going on there. If you learn a trade like carpentry and other guys learn things like masonry, you might want to team up and find a few other guys too and buy up an abandoned town in Italy from the government and then start your own MGTOW village or something. It might either be a great idea or a complete disaster, depending on how you all get along or don't get along. Guys that are drawn to that sort of thing enjoy their independence. They will hate having to do things according to a schedule, even if they all agree to it ahead of time. Up until 5 years ago, there were ways to leave the urban parts of Canada and head to the rural ones, where you could get cheaper housing And if you had remote employment, you could have the best of both worlds. You could still go to the cities and enjoy a decent standard of life and amenities, but you also had lower living costs. That really can't be had in Canada anymore, but you can still pick up a house from 100K in some super rural parts of America. And if you had $200,000 or $300,000 to invest in dividend stocks, it would earn you enough money to pay your monthly expenses. Unfortunately, as of right now, with inflation going the way that it's going, you're slowly eroding your purchasing power, at 15% a year most likely. Almost everything has been falling in value though in the last 6 months. Cash has been falling the slowest out of everything. So right now, with all the uncertainty in this world, making grand plans to start a life on the other side of the world, when by the time you turn 65 and your social security pension is worthless, might not be the best of ideas. Mr. Anonymous, I would sit and wait patiently for the next 6 months to a year to see if we're through the worst with regards to this economic storm, before planning a getaway from the West. If inflation continues for another 5 to 10 years, then do you really want to live in Turkey? If the US dollar gains value as the global economy crashes, and you work remotely, then you will certainly get ahead if you move to a poor country. Hopefully I've given you tons of ideas and things to think about. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you want to smash your old American passport to pieces and find a job in a foreign country, but don't want the responsibility of making your own. Instead, you just want to find one that already exists that you can plug into. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the foreign gold diggers that try and trick you into taking them back to America after you left America to escape Western oppression away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.